It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Let's listen to Fibber and Molly for a moment before we get into our story.
McGee, if you happen to be downtown tomorrow, there's a sale on at the Bon-Ton.
Whoop, whoop, hold it, kiddo. Isn't there a safer way to save money than bargain hunting?
There is. If you're thinking about the Prudential's new low-cost preferred whole life plan.
I'm thinking about it, Molly. And I admit if people want more family protection for their life insurance dollar, the preferred whole life plan is for them. It's really low cost. And to qualify, you just have to be between the ages of 21 and 59, in good physical shape, in a non-hazardous occupation, and need $10,000 or more of additional life insurance.
And when we say Prudential's preferred whole life is low cost, we mean it.
Particularly when you think about what this plan will provide. Income for the family if something happens to Dad, or if things go okay, money toward a carefree, independent retirement for Mom and Pop.
How about seeing your Prudential agent tomorrow? He'll be glad to show you how to make your family's future more secure through the Prudential. The company with the strength of Gibraltar.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness the beginning of a most unusual and baffling police case. The mystery of the missing McGee garbage can.
Caper got underway this afternoon at around 2. Give or take 10 minutes. I came out the back door, walked toward the alley. The sun had a wintry smile, like Humphrey Bogart during the mad love scene. And I shivered. Brr, sure is cold, Les.
Oh, hi, Mr. McGee. Sure is.
I'll be with you as soon as I dump this debris in our garbage. Can you tie that?
Why, what's the matter, Mr. McGee?
Well, I can't see our can. That's funny. You see it anywhere, Les, our can?
No. No can see can. It'll probably turn up, though.
It better turn up. That was practically a brand new garbage can. That's a darn funny thing, you know it. It was here last night. You suppose somebody stole it, Les?
Well, say now, come to think of it, about 1 o'clock last night, I did hear some people talking out here in the alley. And there was a car motor idling.
A clue at last. I thanked Les and walked back in the house to talk things over with my ma. Hey, Molly, somebody's gone and stole our garbage bucket.
Somebody's what?
Our brand new garbage can that you got down at the Bon-Ton last month. It's been stolen.
Oh, it'll probably turn up, dearie. Maybe somebody picked it up by mistake, or maybe the garbage man carried it off by accident.
Or maybe somebody stole it. Hand me the phone. Thanks.
Who are you calling?
Police. Who else? Hello, operator. Give me the police station. This is Fibber McGee. Whiz, Molly. It's Mert.
I'm not surprised.
How's every little thing, Mert? Tis, eh? What say? Your cousin on the basketball team. He was high man in the game Saturday, huh?
Well, good for him. How many points did he score?
Didn't score any.
Well, how could he be high man?
He's 8'6". He just stands with his head in the bucket so the other team can't get the ball through. And what say, Mert? Police station's busy, huh? Well, when you get him, have the guy in charge of larceny call me back, will you? Thanks. He's going to call me back.
Good.
In about 15 minutes, give or take 10 either way, the telephone rang. I hurried to answer it.
79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking.
But my wife had beaten me to it.
It's for you, McGee.
Hello? You want F. McGee?
No, I hear he wants me.
Who are you?
Detective Lieutenant Dolan.
Oh, yeah, you're the guy in charge of thieves, ain't you?
I'm in charge of apprehending thieves, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, well, you'll do, Lute. I want you to come out to our house and investigate the disappearance of our garbage can.
Speak louder, please. It sounded like you said garbage can.
Precisely, my dear Dolan. You been having a wave of hot garbage can thefts lately?
No, you been having a wave of hot flashes lately?
What you mean by that, Buster?
I mean, this is a police force, not the sanitation department. We don't fool around with vanishing incinerators, missing rubbish, disappearing debris, or gone garbage.
But this was a valuable...
If your garbage was valuable, mister, come down and file a property report.
Ooh.
And we'll send you out to the city dump and let you identify it. Better bring along a couple of witnesses who can swear it's yours, and after we've run the usual investigation, you'll probably get it back. But if I were you, I'd just forget the whole thing and make a fresh start. Goodbye.
Well, for the of all the...
Said no, huh?
In 4,000 or 5,000 words, yes. And by George, this thing is getting my back up. That's what this thing is getting my back. We'll see about it if somebody can steal a guy's personal property like this and me not get it back or not.
Oh, McGee, it only costs $3.98. I'll call the bon ton and order a new...
Oh, no, you don't. I'll run my own investigation, Mrs. McGee. After all, I wasn't a member of the Volunteer Civil Defense Police Squad at one time for nothing, was I?
Yes, you were. You never got a cent for it.
I got experience, though. I know the ins and outs of the criminal mind, my dear. The haunts and hideouts of the lawless.
Oh, now, don't go getting mixed up in a lot of trouble.
Don't you trouble your curly little mind. I know what I'm doing. I'm just going downtown and mosey along Skid Row. Going to case the pawn shops and look for a fence who handles hot garbage cans.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
Have you discovered Dial shampoo? It's the new shampoo that does something exciting to your hair. Listen.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Yes, your hair will have that diamond sparkle look the very first time you use Dial shampoo. This new shampoo is specially made to give your hair a priceless sheen, an extra brightness. With Dial shampoo, you get loads of lanolated lather. It's a creamy, rich lather, gentle but thorough. And it leaves your hair soft and easy to manage. Buy Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle.
Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo.
Swung off Oak Street onto 13th. Skid Row. A dead ratted cloud shut off the sun, like an unpaid light bill. All around me were the sullen, broken faces of sullen, broken men. I went on, watching and pretending not to watch, walking and pretending not to walk, when suddenly a heavy hand, give or take 20 pounds, fell on my shoulder.
Hello, McGee. What are you doing in this dirty neck of the woods?
Oh, my gosh, you scared me, Doc. Hey, what's the idea of creeping up on a guy like a suit of woolen underwear?
What's the idea of you sneaking from doorway to doorway like a kid playing cops and robbers?
That's exactly what I'm doing, Doc. Only I'm not playing. Somebody stole our garbage can.
Stole it?
Our brand new garbage can.
Well, if you're looking for a replacement, Sonny, I wouldn't recommend Skid Row. Why don't you try Vista Heights? You can snag a much handsomer garbage pail in that neighborhood than you can here.
I'm not here to steal a replacement, you big slander slinger. I'm down here sleuthing around to dig up a clue on where's ours at.
Oh, fine. You think one of these characters is going to stroll by with it on his arm, maybe?
No, I don't think on his arm, maybe. What I do think is that somewhere around this neighborhood, there's a hawk shop that'll buy anything, including hot garbage buckets. And I'm going to find out which one it is.
Well, I wish you luck, Sherlock. And I'm sure if such a ridiculous place exists, you'll find it.
Thank you, Doctor.
Because if there was ever a man equipped for a job, you're the man.
Thank you, Doctor.
In fact, if I were organizing a posse to run down stolen buckets, I'd make you head man. So good luck, Buckethead.
To say I was burnt up don't quite tell the story. Like Jonah listing his occupation as sea traveler. I continued down 13th Street, dismissing Doc Gamble from my mind. I must have gone 4 or 5 blocks, give or take a couple of miles. Either way, when I caught sight of a sign. Sam's used umbrella and hand-me-down miscellaneous store. We buy and sell anything. Well, grease my hide and call me oily. This is the blaze. I sidled up to the door, casual-like, and gave it the once-over. Twice. Then buttoning my overcoat high around my chin, give or take a couple, I opened the door and entered. The inside of the store was like being kissed by an elephant. Messy. Out of the gloom loomed a character who reminded me of a defective inner tube.
Yes? What can I do for you, stranger?
Oh, hi. Are you the fellow who runs this place?
Yes, that's right. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I was thinking. That is, I was wondering about garbage cans. Now, not new ones, just nearly new ones. Much of a market hereabouts? I mean, if anybody offered you a batch of them, would you buy them? They'd be worthwhile handling, huh?
Garbage cans? You said garbage cans?
Yeah, sure, you know. The kind they use for garbage. You deal in them, huh? No questions asked and all stuff like that there? On account of IMO, I guess you'd say I'm interested.
Suppose you come back in half an hour and see my partner.
Oh, you got a partner? Silent partner? Okay, I'll be back. I was on the scent at last. My hunch was paying off. The next half hour passed as slow as trying to get a whale through a revolving door. I staked myself out in a neighborhood drinkery, downing root beer after root beer, until it was time to float out and meet Sam's silent partner. The minute I returned, I knew he was there, too, because he came out from the gloom and spoke.
You the party interested in garbage cans?
Yeah, that's right. What you getting for medium-sized, almost new, hardly slightly used buckets these days? With lids, of course.
What do you care what we get for them, buddy? You're only interested in what we'd pay you for them, aren't you?
Now, wait a minute. You're going too fast for me.
How many you got to sell, buddy? Where'd you get them? Where are they stashed away? Where'd you pick them up?
Say, who are you asking all them questions? And where's Sam?
Never mind him. Just take a look at my badge, buddy. I'm Lieutenant Dolan of the theft detail.
Dolan? Oh, I know you.
Sure, most of the guys in your racket do. Come on along, buddy. We're going down to headquarters and talk about those garbage cans you've been lifting.
Hey, now, wait a minute. You think I've been stealing garbage cans?
That's the general idea. Only when some guy named McGee called up and told me about it, I thought he was off his rocker.
Hey, McGee, that's me.
Now you're off your rocker. Come on, quietly, or I'll put the cuffs on you.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. Everyone called him an ugly man. He wasn't really, leastwise not when he smiled. That was the thought in Mary Todd's mind as she prepared a snack for Mr. Lincoln the first time he came calling. Don't miss Mary and Abe Lincoln's captivating love story in the condensation of the best-selling book, Love is Eternal by Irving Stone, in the February issue of Woman's Home Companion. Read how this shy backwoodsman proposed to Mary, why he didn't have the courage to announce their engagement, in the first part of a condensation of Love is Eternal. And in the same issue, you'll want to read the never-before-told story of Joan Crawford, the woman. Why didn't her three marriages work out? Learn about her desire to have a family and what she did when she found out she couldn't. Read The Story I've Never Told by Joan Crawford. Get your copy of Woman's Home Companion today. You just can't afford to miss it.
I had to do quite a bit of explaining to Lieutenant Dolan before I got you out of that calaboose.
Well, thanks, kiddo.
I couldn't seem to make him understand why anybody would spend the whole day looking for a lost garbage can. And you know something? The more I tried to explain it to him, the more I couldn't understand it myself.
It wasn't lost. It was stolen. And they're not going to get away with it. Tomorrow, I'll find that garbage can.
Oh, dear.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, Robert Easton as Les, Barney Phillips as Sergeant Dolan, and Herb Bygren as Sam. Well, you heard Mr. McGee. He's going to stay with this case until he solves it. So tune in tomorrow night for another thrilling episode in the mystery of the missing garbage can.
Remember to laugh with the great Gildersleeve tonight on the NBC Radio Network.